As the number of COVID-19 cases increase, many restaurant and bar workers worry about their safety and the safety of their customers. There were about 80 new cases of COVID per day in Columbus when bars and restaurants were ordered to close. Lately, the numbers have been more than double that.
It feels like a scale where you've got, you know, an economy on one side and you have lives on another.
Lori Granger manages a small cocktail bar called Two Truths in the Short North. She feels the state's guidelines for reopening restaurants and bars are vague, so she's trying to go above and beyond to keep her staff and customers safe. So far, she says no COVID cases have been traced to her bar.
The optimist in me wants to believe that, like, if we do everything to the letter of the law, nobody will get sick and everybody will be fine. But I don't think that we have enough scientific evidence to prove that these regulations in place will keep that from happening.
Restaurant giant Cameron Mitchell says his businesses have been following state and CDC guidelines. They're organizing Zoom calls with restaurants to answer questions and required customers to wear masks before local and state officials issued their mandates.
We believe we're the most responsible restaurant company out there currently.
Despite following the guidelines, several employees from his restaurants have tested positive for COVID-19. Restaurants are not required to close if an employee has COVID, but Mitchell says they did so voluntarily for cleaning and so exposed employees could get tested. Cab City Dublin, The Pearl in the Short North and Dublin, and Lincoln Social all closed temporarily, some for days, others for weeks. He says that is the inevitable consequence of running a business during the pandemic.
The guidelines are in place to, you know, help protect everybody as much as possible against the virus. You know, the only way to ensure one does not get the coronavirus is to be locked in their home and never have any human contact.
Some Cameron Mitchell employees say if restaurants and bars cannot be operated without staff getting sick, they shouldn't be open at all. They spoke to WOSU anonymously out of fear of losing their jobs.
We're trying to make up what we lost for being shut down for these months and months. So, callous would be the right word. It just seems waiting for everybody to get sick is a sick way to think about operating the business.
Public health guidelines say when an employee tests positive, anyone who was within 6 feet of that person for more than 15 minutes should quarantine for 14 days. An employee at The Pearl says he was exposed to a COVID-positive coworker, but his boss never told him that.
It was like, I know who this associate was. I know I worked Wednesday. Okay, I guess I'm going to go get tested on my own volition because upper management for like the bigger Cameron Mitchell conglomeration, like they kind of bank on the ignorance of your status because they want to run the restaurant. They want to run the restaurant and make money.
But owner Cameron Mitchell says that isn't true.
We're not open to make money right now. You know, profit is elusive right now. We are open to stay alive and to survive and get through the other side of this pandemic.
Dr. Maishika Roberts of Columbus Public Health says it is the business owner's responsibility to ensure that employees waiting for test results don't come into work.
They should know who in their establishment was exposed to the positive case and who is able to come to work and who is quarantined. It's also the responsibility of the individual who's exposed. Like, I was exposed. I should not be at work. I should be at home. In terms of enforcement, the enforcement falls in the responsibility of the local health department, but that's only what we know.
She says it's also the responsibility of customers to wear a mask and abide by the rules if they choose to go to restaurants and bars. If this spike in cases leads to an increased demand in the hospitals, she says the government will have no choice but to close down businesses again. Paige Flager, WOSU News.